brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Okay, so one of the best parts I love hosting with you is the generational difference. Okay, you're like a classic boomer. I'm a millennial, and the generation below me is Gen Z. Okay.
Yeah, this I know.
Yes. Okay. So that we're gonna play a game. Dave, try not to make a face.
Try not to make a face. I don't play poker for a reason.
This came out in CNBC.com.
Oh, brother.
In fact, all
right, we started off ready.
One in four Gen Z taxpayers say that they need a therapist now to deal with the stress of tax filing season. Additionally, 54% filing taxes of Gen Z, they were brought to tears. They were brought to tears in the past or expect to cry this year over taxes.
That's fabulous. So I got one
there,
word. I got
there,
one,
it's trauma. It's
I got,
trauma.
I got of, one word for you.
Of realizing taxes. And this is someone that goes to therapy. I love therapy.
I got one word for you. Vote.
Oh my gosh. How do we turn this into that?
Well, I mean, where do you think taxes come from?
I
the
know.
The people you vote for. So try voting for somebody that don't like taxes.
Okay, yes, but regardless of party, you pay taxes.
Huh?
Regardless of party, you pay taxes.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yes.
I've been doing it a while.
Sure, yeah. Some higher than others, but...
Never cried, but been doing it a while. hadn't seen a therapist for it, but been doing it a while.
Anyways, we read that in a content meeting right before the show, and I just thought, like, oh, no.
We're crying.
Oh, no. I mean, the bar, you guys, it's so low. Like...
So low like for what the next you cry about?
Like the next generation, though. Like, seriously, if you just go to work, and they do suck. Taxes are not fun.
Oh, but I don't cry. I get angry.
But you can do this.
I'm
you can do this.
Perpetually angry in April.
Okay, so for that, I'm even scared to ask, from a boomer's opinion.
From a boomer's perspective.
Is it that we haven't prepped every generation for what it looks like from like a workforce standpoint? The applications of being an adult, like, is it that the reality hasn't been talked about or taught, or, you know, what do we think that is? For real, though, if one in four Gen Z said that they have to go see a therapist because of the amount of stress because of tax filing season.
You know, there's a couple things, possibilities there, because we've got 1,100 folks on our team, and the vast majority of the people in this building are Gen Z.
It's a lot of young people, millennials.
And millennials.
Yeah, we have a young team.
You know, there's a few Xers and very few boomers in the building, okay? Mm-hmm. And so we've got a crew of these kind of people. And honestly, the people that work here aren't crying or seeing a therapist over their taxes. So I'm calling BS on the survey to start with.
Oh, you're going to the source.
I think that these two generations have more tough people in them than that survey indicates. That survey says the entire generation's a bunch of wusses, and that's just not true. That's not my experience with Gen Z. I do find, and I've said this many times, and I said it on Fox last night, and it got all the hate people going again, but I was on Fox Business yesterday afternoon. And so, but the millennials got trashed for being participation trophy, living in their mother's basement, all that crap, being, you know, avocado toast latte drinking, you know, all that crap. Then some of that same kind of stuff is coming on to Gen Z. And I am not a hater of those two generations, because my personal experience inside this building with the ones we have hired is quite different. And the ones that call here on the air.
Yeah.
They call on the air. They're very mature, very serious, very focused, very missional. Now I have observed on those two generations in particular that, there's very little middle ground. They don't hang out in the middle. They're either very serious, very missional, mature beyond their years, charge the gates of hell with a water pistol, or they absolutely suck. They're just horrible. Participation trophy, live in their mother's basement, useless, entitled, arrogant brats. And so... they're either the best or they're the worst. The ones that they're great to interview, because they'll just come into the interview and go, "You owe me," and I'm like, "I owe you where the front door is. Hit it," and the interview's over. Or they come in and go, "Put me in, coach. I'll charge the gates ahead. I want to do work that matters, and Ramsey does work that matters, and I want to be part of this team. And they're really easy to interview because boomers come in and they lie, they fake it, they act like they're one. They act like they think you want.
They know it.
They don't care. They care so much what you think that they put on the chameleon. You know, it's a donkey dressed up like a thoroughbred.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make you think, but the Gen Z, they don't give a crap what you think. they just is what they is. I love them. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't believe that number. I don't think that 3 out of 4, 75% of the Gen Z are so wussified that they're sitting in the floor sucking their thumb crying over their taxes. I think that's CNBC bullcrap.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm calling that. I just don't observe. Do you observe that with those generations?
No,
that
but
weak,
I do think
that they're that weak.
It's not a weakness.
It is.
I do think that like your generation, and older, there was more of a mentality of like you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you get to work, you shut up, you do the thing, and you go. Where the pendulum, I think, has swung so far in actually tapping into some level of emotional awareness and comfortable with like, okay, what's really going on. You know, trauma in my past, I will go, I seek help, like people, you know what I mean? Like that's applauded, right? So there's more of that, which I think
some
can-
Yeah, but that's different than I'm crying for doing my taxes.
I know, I was gonna say, some people see it as weakness, not necessarily, but I do think that the emotional state can-
No, crying for doing your taxes is straight up weakness. That's just wussed.
But I do think that, the emotional space, right? Like even parenting, I'm a young parent, and so like, you hear the extremes of parenting, and it's like, oh, well, are you sad about wearing a coat to school today? Tell me about your stuff. You know, and it's like whole thing where you're like, you just got to wear a coat. Like, so
I think
that there is a level of where the emotions can drive a lot of things in life, more so than the boomer generation.
Now, if you wanted to buy into some of the rhetoric on the stereotypes, which I'm not sure I do, I just did a good job of defending the generation, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I
didn't think CNBC.
The thing that has been thrown at them that could be true is they've never really had a hard time, so they're not tough.
Yes, I would say that's fair.
And
and technology.
Ken Coleman's done a lot of preaching and ranting lately about teach your kids to do hard things. Let them get a callus. Teach your kids to do hard things.
And don't be the bulldozer parent where you pave the way so everything's easy. And that
followed by
and that
a
is
helicopter.
What happens.
Yeah, a helicopter followed by a bulldozer.
Whatever it is.
Because helicopters, we are sure now, create snowflakes. We're positive.
And I think it's more the bulldozing parents that clear the way so there is no hard. They don't have any level of it. Yeah.
As parents, we love our children. We want to make life good for them. But by not allowing them, not putting them in situations where they learn to do hard things, they're not tough. And because you got to be a little tough sometimes.
And Gen Z is the first generation where these smartphones, like my generation, we at least had flip phones. Like I remember flip phones, like the technology progressed, but I do wonder too with that. But anyways.
I'm sure screens are at the heart of most evil. But yeah.
I do wonder.
Create your free every dollar budget today. The simplest way to budget for your life.